The Holy See delegation has addressed the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva on the subject of religious freedom. Archbishop Silvano M. Tomasi said in many countries, the gap is growing between widely accepted stated principles and their daily application on the ground. He pointed out rising restrictions on religion affect more than 2.2 billion people. Archbishop Tomasi also told the council religions are not a threat, but a resource. They contribute to the development of civilizations, and this is good for everyone. Sergio Centofanti spoke with Archbishop Tomasi.
Every major session of the Council on Human Rights of the United Nations deals with the issue of freedom of religion. And the Holy See appreciates very much this regular attention paid to one of the major fundamental human rights. But today, the gap between the stated principles and the practice on the ground is widening. It's growing. For example, we have plenty of evidence that attacks on Christians in Africa, in the Middle East, and in Asia have increased over 300% between 2003 and 2010. And approximately 70% of the world's population lives in countries with high restrictions on religious beliefs and practices. And religious minorities pay the highest price of this kind of discrimination. So confronted with this evidence, it is obvious that the international community needs to do something more to protect the fundamental rights of every person and of every group of persons in every country. In fact, this kind of urgency is required also by the fact that the reporting of such violations is put in second place, even in official communications and in official reports. Religious freedom is not a derived right or a right granted by the state, but instead the state should provide the legal, juridical personality to religious communities so that they may be able to function peacefully within a legal framework. And the road to achieve the respect and the implementation of this fundamental and inalienable right of every person to freedom of conscience, belief, and religious practice is, I think, education. First of all, textbooks cannot teach hatred. Media, telecasts, newspapers should report in a fair and objective way what is happening regarding religious communities. And finally, I would say it's very important not to consider that the violation of human rights is limited to developing and poor countries, but that also in the Western countries, in the rich countries, there is a different approach. It's not a sensational type of persecution of Christians or other religious minorities, but it is a more subtle approach to the neutralization of religious expression so that the values, the ethics, and the principles of especially the Christian faith may not be affecting the public arena. This we need to stress, that the right of every person to a religious conviction extends also to the manifestations and to the possibility of practicing and living these fundamental beliefs, even in public life.
And what can you say about law on the blasphemy in Pakistan?
there are certain countries, usually the reference is made to Pakistan, where the law on blasphemy is open to manipulations on the part of the judicial system or on the part of individuals or communities that have an act to grind against Christian neighbors. They want sometimes the property or even the daughters of a Christian family, and the easy accusation of blasphemy becomes the tools that is used to achieve this objective. Such laws against blasphemy are so vague that they lend themselves to be manipulated, and therefore it is important to eliminate these kinds of laws and instead to affirm through national legislation the right of every individual and a group of believers to live their freedom of conscience and religion and to practice their faith without hindrance and in the respect of the legal context within which they live. If this is done, then the state really carries out its responsibility. That is not of defining, of determining the value of one or the other religion, but it is to provide a legal framework so that every religious groups and every religious individual may be free to practice what he or she believes.